Hi, I'm Yusuf Zine. My latest TVO Today podcast is on how a Canadian ends up in a Chinese prison and if he's even alive. Listen and subscribe to Extradition. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
For more in-depth perspectives and interesting stories, sign up for our daily newsletter at tvo.org/daily.
When Bill Davis championed the idea of an educational broadcaster for Ontario 50 years ago, he most certainly could not have anticipated the myriad programs and platforms that would flow from it. This Sunday, it'll be half a century of TVO on air, which also became online, and now on podcast. To that end, we thought we'd catch up with Katie O'Connor, who is now senior producer for podcasts for all of TVO. And Katie, I guess we should describe you. For those who know, you are my boss on the On Poly podcast and other people's bosses on other podcasts as well. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm at home, as we all are right now. I'm doing all right.
Who came up with the very brilliant idea about doing a podcast on the 50-year history of TVO? I can't remember.
Well, it might have been some guy named Steve Haken.
Really? Was it?
I don't know. Yeah.
What an inspired idea. Well, tell us all about it, Katie. How's this going to roll out?
So as you know, and other people might not, but it's TVO's 50th anniversary. 50 years ago this Sunday, September 27th, TVO first came on the air. And so you had the great idea to go back and explore some of the more memorable moments. And it's been really interesting, researching this podcast. I've been at TVO for about 6 years now, which, is a very small fraction of time in 50 years. And so it's really interesting to go back and learn all about the shows that I grew up with, shows like Today's Special, Polka Dot Door, all of the TVO kids shows. It's really interesting to also learn about the context that TVO was created in, which is something that we explore in our very first episode, which comes out this Sunday on the anniversary. Looking back at the sort of fight that Bill Davis had to go through, the premier at the time education minister at the time, to go through and, fight for the creation of TVO. We talk about, there was this really sort of anti-television thing going on back then, anti-technology. And so he really had to push and, prove to people that, this educational television wasn't going to take away from teachers' jobs and wasn't going to, make children into a bunch of, dummies or whatever. So it was really interesting to, go back and learn about all of that context.
No, it's true. There were a bunch of opposition members at the time who said, wait a second, it'll be cheaper and easier if we just, all the shows you want to do, Mr. Davis, just put them on video cassette and mail them to all the teachers across the province. He, I think, had a view of the future that may have been a little superior to those. And here we are 50 years later. So I guess his view has been vindicated.
Exactly.
Well, tell me, I understand you want to throw out a little piece of tape here. I don't know what this is, but maybe you can set it up.
Yeah, so this is something that I uncovered when I was going through the archives. And this is a little piece of tape of your very first time on TVO. Is during a telethon, and it's you being introduced by Elwi Yost.
Uh-oh. Do I want to see this?
Yeah, I think you do.
Okay. You want to say Sheldon, roll it, or should I?
Sheldon, let's roll it.
Okay.
I'm delighted, completely delighted to welcome Steve Haken to his first appearance on TVO. Welcome, Steve.
Thank you very much.
Welcome.
It's been worth waiting for.
We wish you many, many happy decades ahead.
Who let that guy with that mullet on television? I will never know.
Well, I feel like the hair's improved, but you are you like a vampire or something? Because you don't really look that much different. And how long ago was that?
Katie, that's 28 years ago. And trust me, I'm 40 pounds heavier today than I am back then. So, yeah, look how that suit jacket is hanging off me now. Now I can barely get the button done up in the front. Anyway, you're kind to say so, but all right, enough about that. Tell me something, and I should say, the late Elwi Yost, absolutely iconic figure, and we do do an episode, of course, on Saturday Night at the Movies for our podcast, because he was the best. That's all there is to it. Other podcasts on TVO that you might want to tell the good folks about. What else you got?
Well, another one that involves a person named Steve Haken is the On Poly podcast, which you, of course, co-host with John Michael McGrath, who is one of our excellent writers at TVO.org. And we have been back full time with that now for a couple of weeks. You know, we didn't really take too much of a break. We normally do that over the summer, but because of everything happening with going on at Queen's Park and happening with COVID-19, we kind of kept the podcast going. So we're now coming out every week on Tuesdays, and we've got a lot of really interesting stuff coming up. In particular, we have an interview with Heidi Turek that's going to be dropping this Tuesday. And she is a professor at the University of British Columbia. Now, she has studied science communication. And in particular, she studied countries that are doing communicating really effectively during COVID-19. She also compares British Columbia and Ontario and the communication strategies that they're employing. And we talk about why she believes shaming doesn't really necessarily work, which is sort of the tack that Premier Doug Ford has been taking recently. And, you know, it'll be a particularly interesting episode in light of the fact that the province yesterday just announced that they are changing some of the testing criteria for asymptomatic people. So we'll talk about that as well.
Good. We got about a minute left here. Let's see if we can do two more questions. Colin Ellis's On Docs, that podcast all about documentaries. Is that happening still?
It is. Films are still happening, you know, even though people aren't really going to theaters. There's a lot of great documentaries coming out. One of the ones that we highlight in particular, Colin does an interview with Michelle Latimer, who is the director of An Inconvenient Indian. Now, you might recognize that name. It's the title of the book by Thomas King, and she has done a documentary framed around that book, and it's a really fascinating look at the history of Indigenous and First Nations people sort of through the mind of Thomas King. It's a great interview, and that'll be dropping in October.
Okay, and just finally, of course, a lot of attention south of the border, the Republican Party in particular coming in for pretty strong scrutiny right now. The word Republican, what do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, so Republican is one of the words that will be featured in the upcoming season of Word Bomb, which drops in 2 weeks. And it's will be coming out in time for the U.S. presidential election. We'll also look at organic and the word sex and the word canceled. So there's a lot of really interesting stuff coming up, and I hope people will give it a listen. And if they want to find all of our past podcasts, they are all at tvo.org/podcasts, or you can find us wherever you get your podcast feeds from.
Fantastic. So TVO at 50, On Poly, On Docs, Word Bomb. We got it happening here. Good stuff.
Yeah, lots of great stuff.
Katie O'Connor, great to see you again. And of course, I will be seeing you again soon when we record our next episode of the On Poly podcast. So you be well.
Yep. See you then. You be well too.
The Agenda with Steve Paikin is brought to you by the Chartered Professional Accountants of Ontario. CPA Ontario is a regulator, an educator, a thought leader, and an advocate. We protect the public. We advance our profession. We guide our CPAs. We are CPA Ontario. And by viewers like you. Thank you.